Well, we're talking with Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve. And again, Walt, you're still doing some pheasant hunts. And I can't wait to come down there this weekend and bring Rhodey. What are we going to do with him?
Well, we're gonna take a quail, and we're going to let Rhodey chase. And, you know, we'll progress as fast as he does. So, I mean, if all of a sudden we put this quail down and he's just guns going after it, I may stand back, 40, 50 yards with a starter gun and just shoot once or twice. Again, at 14 weeks, that's awful young to do that. But, you know, what we're doing is we want to associate everything with birds, and birds are always a good thing. So if I stand back far enough, he probably won't even hear it. But
yeah,
he hears it. But the bird's more important.
And what do you do when you put this quail down? He runs after it. Is this something that, you know, you want him to get a hold of this bird right now? Are we worried about him actually getting a hold of the bird?
No. And that's why I use quail. I'm not going to use a big bird. I don't want him to grab a hold of a bird that's going to whoop up on him. And all of a sudden he spits the bird out, and I don't like this anymore. So the quail that I use, they tend to fly, 8-10 yards and then light down again. So what you're going to do is you're just going to get a lot of chase, and that's what we want. We want to see what kind of prey drive he has.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it'd be a little disheartening for me to have him go after, a ringneck pheasant and then, roll over on his back and submit to it.
Well, and that can happen. I mean, I have had people that over the years have come out and, you get a big rooster up and, all you do is wound it and it hits the ground and that poor puppy runs up there, grabs a hold of it, and trust me, the fight is on. And, one or two things can happen. We can get a dog that doesn't want to pick up birds anymore, or we get a dog that becomes hard mouth, and that's just as bad. So that's why I like starting with birds that are fun, and he's looking to chase, and that's what we're going to do. It's all about fun right now.
And I noticed, two things. One, when he retrieves a retrieving dummy, he gives it to me as soon as I ask him for it. He doesn't, chomp on it. And then when he's playing, he's a puppy. He's teething, and he eventually he's going to try and chew on your hand a little bit. Very soft mouth. I'm so hoping that's an indicator for him.
Yeah, it is. It goes back to the breeding. I mean, you'll see some breeds that you'll have a breeder that breeds sharp dogs, the dogs that tend not to work well with other dogs. And all of a sudden, over a couple generations, you see that they're sharp. So you want to stay away from that. Same with the hard mouth. I think the hard mouth is more of a man-made problem than it is a hereditary thing. We don't want Rhodey to grab a bird and start chewing on him, But when we go to take the bird away, it's all fun, it's good boy. It's all about he's got to be just enjoying this a whole lot, and that's what we want.
Okay. Walt Noah from Black Duck, give me your number in case they want to come hunt with you still this December.
Okay, it's 906-399-0557.
Still got plenty of birds. Get down there and enjoy yourself still. Could do even a Christmas hunt with them. Appreciate your time, Walt.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.